Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and praise God. Welcome to the Season of Purpose radio broadcast. We're Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all the glory, all the honor, and praise for being with you for another hour broadcast tonight. Praise God. Tonight is a special night. Every fifth Monday, we host the Seasons of Purpose TNT, that Testimony and Thanksgiving, praise God, broadcast, in which we allow our listening audience to tune in and share of the goodness of God in their lives, praise God. We have some testimonies, those that are willing to share testimonies tonight. And the Word of God tells us that they overcame him. And this is Revelation 12 and 11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they overcame him, meaning they overcame the power of the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, who is Jesus Christ, and the word of their testimony. And so it's important for us to be able to share of the good news of God in our life. We hear so much through the media of bad reports. Well, it is such a wonderful opportunity to be able to share of God's goodness, because in doing so, you help to encourage and edify and build up others, because you will be able to let them know by the grace of God. If God's done it for me, he's not a respecter of person. He's the same God for me. Praise God, if you're his child, as he is for you. And he will do it for you as well. So we thank God for the opportunity to be able to share tonight. Before we go ahead and get started, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise and then go to his throne of grace and prayer. And we're going to ask Pastor Jasper Whitehurst to do that after our song of praise, and then we're going to get to the purpose of this program. I'm excited to hear of the good news of God in the lives of our listeners. Praise. Before we do that, let's usher in the presence of the Lord with this song of praise. Listen and be blessed.
Know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this. Figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you.
You move mountains, you cause wars.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God, you made a way. You made a way out of no way when we didn't know which way to turn. Praise God. We know that we can always turn to you because our Heavenly Father will always make a way. We give him all the praise and honor and glory. At this time, we're going to go to the throne of grace and prayer. Pastor Jasper.
Yes, to God be the glory.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your holy power, Lord. Thank you for your protection, Father. Thank you for your provision, Lord Jesus, Lord. We thank you for all you continue to do in our life with warm blood in our veins, Lord, for the ability to see, to hear, to speak, to have freedom, have liberty. We thank you for all your goodness, Lord, from day to day, Father, for our household, for our family, for our loved ones, Father. We thank you and pray for this nation. And we pray for each and every state of the United States of America, Lord, and overseas, Lord. Just have your way, Father, and pray for your people come together and in unity, Lord, come together as one to praise your holy name, to pray for the things to be turned around in this nation, Lord, in our life, in our community, Father, Lord. We pray, we thank you for what you're about to do and what you already have done, Father. We praise your holy name for each and every one that's on the broadcast on the night, Father, Lord. They're giving a spiritual listening ear to hear what thus said the Lord, what thus said the Holy Spirit of God to his people and to one another, Lord. We praise you and thank you for what you were about to do on tonight, Lord Jesus, Lord, for these powerful, mighty testimony of these children of God, Father, Lord, these chosen generation, Father, with two or three are gathered together. We are on one accord, Lord. We're in one spirit, Lord, one unity of the Spirit, Father. We praise you. We thank you on tonight, Lord. Just have your way. Let your power, let your Holy Spirit lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, and let your word be true always, Father. To your honor, to your praise, to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, it is testimony time. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Testimony.
As we said early on, we unfortunately are bombarded by bad news sometimes. There's so much. We don't have any difficulty whatsoever finding bad reports. But, you know, it is, we must acknowledge the goodness of God in our lives because people need to hear what God has done, even amid so much evil in this world that's going on. God is still in control, always have been, and he always will be. And when you are a child of the Most High God, the enemy can't do with you as he chooses, as he will. Because, first of all, God's got a hedge of protection, hallelujah, around us. He has a hedge of protection around us. He already tells us that surely goodness and mercy is going to follow us all the days of our life. And all that we have to do is trust in him. So truly, if you just look back and think back just, I'm sure, just over today, you could probably share something that God has did in your life even today, praise God, as a testimony, because we need to tell of the goodness of God. God is at work all the time performing miracles and signs and wonders and blessings on our behalf. We need to be vocal about these things. We need to be able to share because in sharing of God's goodness are won over. That's what needs to be heard, the goodness of God, not keeping our lips closed about it, not being silent about it, but being able to tell others, yes, we serve a mighty, great, wonderful, awesome God. Let me tell you, you know, if you found a great restaurant, something as minor as that, and the food was just delicious, you're going to tell somebody about it. If you know that there's a great sale going on and you're able to purchase, high-end, high-quality clothes, you're going to tell somebody about that great sale. So why not be able to be even more so vocal about the blessings of God in your life? We need to, as they say, run and tell that. because, see, nobody can tell it like you can. And you're able in your telling of the goodness of God to edify, to build up, to encourage one another in our faith. Yes. So we're going to go ahead and get ready and open the lines up tonight. Praise God. I was talking earlier this afternoon with Mother Pat, and I know she has a testimony. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her on the line. Yeah. And then, hallelujah, following Mother Pat, we're going to hear from the daughter of Mother Pat, hallelujah, Pastor Valencia Jackson as well. We are looking forward to these testimonies.
Amen.
Praise God. And so, Mother Pat, I'm going to go ahead and bring you into the studio. Hello, how are you tonight?
Good evening. I'm doing great. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
I was sharing earlier with Pastor Lisa. I said, you know, God is concerned about everything that concerns us. Don't necessarily have to be the big, big things, could be little things. And so I was sharing with her, some of you all may know, I am a Kansas City Chiefs fan. And I was just praying and praying for the team, praying for their protection, and that it would be a fair game. So needless to say, I say, God, I want to go back to the Super Bowl. Now that may not be nothing to anybody else, but that's my enjoyment. And so, we was praying, and it looked kind of like we wasn't going to go. But we kept on praying and believing. And I say, look at here. In the last few seconds, God gave us the victory to be able to go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So my word of encouragement, my testimony is this. No matter what you think is a too big a prayer or too small a prayer, pray it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is concerned about everything that concerns you. I can't remember
exactly what
scripture it is, but it says that whatever concern you, he will perfect it for you. So be encouraged. Don't stop praying. Keep praying. Big, little, whatever. God hears your prayer. So that's
my testimony
that we made it. We going to the Super Bowl, y'all.
All right.
Amen. Keep praying. Keep praying.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you for that, Mother Pat. Yes, congratulations to those Kansas City Chiefs and going to the Super Bowl.
Amen.
Yes, you know, the Word of God tells us, even the scripture in 1 Peter 5 and 7, it says, cast all your cares, not some of them, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. God is concerned about, even as Mother Pat said, the small, what we consider the little things in our lives. And I thank God for that, because no matter what, and I was sharing that with our congregation this past Sunday, no matter what's going on in this world, you can have wars on one side of the world, you can have famines on the other side of the world, you can have the countries dealing with financial issues on the other side of the world, but you can be for sure that when you call on your Heavenly Father, no matter what time, day or night, our God loves us so much, and we're his children, that he leans over the balconies of heaven, and he takes notice of little old me and little old you. Oh, yes, he does. He knows your name. He knows the very hairs that are on your head. So, yes, absolutely, he is concerned. He cares for you. He cares about what concerns you. That's the kind of God that we serve. He's a good, good father. You know, even many of us that are here tonight and those that are on the line, you're a parent. You have children. And so, therefore, if your child calls you, if a child, and especially if that child calls you and he or she is in this, turn your ear, you're going to make sure that whatever you're doing, you're going to stop and you're going to care for that child. You're going to focus in on whatever the concern is that that child may have. Even more so, our Heavenly Father does the same thing and then more for us. So, yes, God cares about us. And we thank God. We give God all the praise. And others need to know as well, God cares for you. God cares no matter what, how big or small, God cares and he loves us. So thank you, Mother Pat, for reminding us of that. What, yes, and thank you for that testimony, praise God. I had those that had called in, and if you're on the line tonight and you didn't call in, let me know that you wanted to share a testimony. But if you have a testimony, I'm going to give the opportunity for that, because this is an informal program for you to be able to share of God's goodness. So after we hear from Pastor Danette, if there is anyone else that would like to share the goodness of God in your life, then we're going to give you the opportunity to be able to do so. Pastor Danette, Pastor Valencia Jackson, praise God. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and I will dispatch you into the studio. Hallelujah. Pastor Danette, can you hear me?
Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can. Praise God. Welcome. Hello, and go right ahead, please.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, God does care about everything that concerns you, no matter how large, no matter how small. God cares about what concerns you. So this is going right online with my mother's testimony about the Kansas City Chiefs. So I was in the restroom, and you know, God talks to people in the bathroom, y'all. Just tell the truth, y'all all know. God talks to you in the restroom. So I was there. So I was, as I was in the restroom, I heard the Lord said, "I'm going to show you my glory." He said the game was fixed. The game was fixed. But I'm going to show you my glory. I'm going to show you how this is going to turn out. And so that's what the Lord said, that the game was already fixed. And you can hear the announcers as they're doing preparation for the, you know, for the upcoming game. You can hear everybody was toward the Bengals. And they just kept going on and on and on and on. It was just like they had totally thrown Kansas City aside, like, oh, they're not going to win, basically. But when the game, when it came out toward the end of the game, because it was neck and neck, 13-13, then it was 20-20, 8 seconds left, and you still wasn't sure how the game turned out. But as if you watched it, you seen what happened at the end of the last 8 seconds of the game.
Wow.
We were able to make the field goal in order to win. But God showed us. He showed me. He said, "You see here, when the enemy, the people saying one thing, but I'm saying another thing." And the first words that came out of Patrick Mahomes' mouth when the game was won, first thing he said, "I just want to thank God for helping me, for keeping my body together, and for us to win this game."
Amen.
So
all right.
My testimony is that God will even give you a word of knowledge about a football game ahead of time, you know, because you enjoy it. God would just drop that in on you. Sometimes God will give you words of knowledge, give you words of wisdom about different situations that it may not seem big, it may seem insignificant to other people, but to you it's a real big deal. So I'm just saying that just always be listening. Always be listening for for the Spirit of God, because God will share things with you, because, you know, God will just share things just to make you happy. As it says in Psalms 37:4, that he would give you the desires of your heart.
That's right.
My word. That's my word of testimony and my word of encouragement. Always be listening for the Spirit of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Always be listening the Spirit of God. Oh, yes. God speaks, as Pastor Danette said. Yes. He was even in the restroom. God speaks to you anywhere at any time, especially when you have an ear to hear. As the Word of God say, you have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying.
Amen.
He says that my children hear my voice and the voice of another, they will not follow God. Yes, as Mother Pat says, he cares about, what concerns us. And certainly when you bring your petitions before him, he takes note of that. And yes, he hears, he listens. He can give you a word, even, a word of guidance, a word of direction, even amongst the, what some would be considered to be, oh, that's insignificant. Well, it might be insignificant to them, but it may be very significant to you. And if it's very significant to you, then it's significant to your Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. So we just give God the praise. Oh, yes, we do. Because yes, he's that kind of God. As Pastor Danette was hearing that testimony, you know, I'm one that I listen and take heed of numbers. It's really relevant biblical numbers. You know, the Bible is full of numbers, and those numbers have meaning. And so when she said that, you know, at one point the score was tied 20-20, and there was about 8 seconds left in the game. 20-20, we know that's a symbol even in man's realm of perfect, perfected vision. And then 8 seconds, eight is God's number of new beginning. Hello? So, yes. And think about that, just how even the relevancy of that where this game was concerned, because I'm sure, as Pastor Danette said, you know, Kansas City, they were kind of like the underdogs. Everybody expecting for the other team to win, but God, hello? And when, who was that? Was that the quarterback that said, thank God? Was the coach? The quarterback?
Yeah.
Wow. So he's a man of faith. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And oh, yes. And God, he is concerned even about sports. Whatever concerns you, as it was stated earlier, God will give you the desires of your heart.
He's all over the spectrum of the world.
Yes, he does, in every arena, in every marketplace.
Yes.
Oh, yes, to show himself strong.
Amen.
Show himself strong on our behalf, on their behalf, no matter where you are, no matter what arena you may be in. Mm-hmm. Yes, so God, thank God. God, we serve a great and mighty God. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Is there anyone else tonight that has a testimony? Has God been good to you? Would you like to share of his goodness? Is it anything that you can think of that you would be able to share with our audience tonight of God's goodness? Praise God. Hallelujah.
God, mercy, of God, grace, of God, provision, of God, protection, wherever it happened to be.
And remember,
amen,
as we said earlier, others need to hear of the goodness of God in your life so that you will be able to help to encourage them. Just go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We'd love to hear from you. And while we are waiting, I have a testimony, praise God.
All right.
Hallelujah. Earlier today, many of you know that I was at one earlier, it's been about a little over 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with smoldering myeloma. And so every 6 months or so, now it was at one point every 2 months, then it turned, praise God, every three now, hallelujah, it's at every six. Amen. My blood is checked. And I have been just over the last, right at probably about maybe a month now, and Mother Pat has shared with us about the power of communion, hallelujah. And so we've been taking communion just about on a daily basis, and certainly over the last 2 weeks on a daily basis, praise God. And so this morning during my prayer time before I had my appointment, I took communion and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, please let it be that this time when I go to get my test done and blood work done, that my test results, that they will come back and they will show more normalcy in categories and more normalcy, that because it was showing at one point so many that areas, the hemoglobin and high and white blood cell counts low and all of these, just that was abnormal. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, you said in your word, hallelujah, that every time that we partake of this, that we do this, the communion, in remembrance of you, Lord God. And I believe that, Father, you are a healer. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for healing our bodies, Lord God, and give you, and already I've given him the praise. And I said, Lord, as these elements go into my body, allow it, Lord God, to help to manifest your healing over every cell of my body, every nerve, every bone, every joint, every organ, every tissue, every system of my body. And as this juice, Father, goes into my bloodstream, allow it, Lord God, to bring forth your healing, to cleanse of all this, all cancer, all disease, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And remember now, the word of God tells us, be it unto you according to your faith. That's God's word. And I'm one that will tell you, I know what God can do. I know the power of Jesus Christ. I know the power of his blood. Yes, his cleansing, atoning, redeeming blood that brought healing. And I said, Lord Jesus, the same way that you heal when you walk this earth, some over 2,000 years ago, you still the same God. You still the same Jesus who can heal as well. Well, I guess you know, I went ahead and I had my blood work done. And normally it takes anywhere from sometimes the results to come back 3 days, 4 days. Sometimes it took even as much as a week. Well, praise God, I was on my way back home. My son was driving. And I had my phone in my hand, and it popped up on the phone, you have lab results in your chart, because we have an electronic chart. Anybody with Emory, they're aware of that. And I was like, lab results already? Wow. So anyway, and it came up about three times to say like three different segments of lab results. So I go in, praise the Lord, and I look at my lab results. And I guess you know, praise God, hallelujah. I looked at the lab results, and I saw one category. It said normal. I saw the next one. It said normal. And the next one, and it said normal. And the next one, and it said normal. Just normal, 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 normal. Right? That's the prayer that I prayed. I asked God, I said, let it be more normalcy in these blood tests, Father God, than abnormalcy. And so the Lord answered that prayer. He answered that prayer. He answered that prayer. And so I'm just here to tell you tonight, we serve a mighty God. We serve a faithful God. Whatever concerns you, just trust him. And don't get weary in your trusting of him. No matter what the situation may look like, don't worry about what it looks like. Don't even worry about if you're dealing with the illness in your body, what the symptoms speak. the word of God. This is the time, this is the season where we must, in these latter days, we must know the word of God, we must speak the word of God, we must believe the word of God, and when we know, speak, and believe, and have a relationship with our Heavenly Father, don't you know God is not going to fail you. No, he will not. He will not. He is faithful to his word. He won't fail you because there's no failure in him, praise God.
Amen.
And so I just wanted to share that testimony.
Yeah.
God is a mighty, mighty, good and glorious God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Is there anyone else on the line tonight that would like to share of the good news of God in your life? Hallelujah. Praise God. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Our God is a good God. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Caller, your last four digits are 3258.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. How are you tonight?
Praise God. I thank God for my health and life and being. And I thank God for how good he has been to me. And
yes.
I thank God for the ministries and the prayer warriors that God has out there that's praying for each and every one that needs prayer and wants prayer.
Amen.
I just thank God for the new season ministry. I this morning while I was reading and studying, praise the Lord, my vision began to get blurred. And I said, okay, let me put these glasses on and clean the glasses and put the glasses on. But even after I put the glasses on, the reading still want to get blurred. And at a second, all of a sudden, it came on my mind, and it says, I start praying to God, God, whatever it is, I said, clear up my vision so I can continue to read. And I said, because what I'm reading, it must be that the enemy don't want me to finish it because it was something that was good that you could feast off of it. And I kept believing God and trusting him to clear up my vision. And praise be the Lord. After a while, next thing I know, my vision started clearing up. And I finished studying the word that God has given me. So I know that God is good. He is a healer. He is a savior. He is a person in your life. He's merciful and he's loving and he's compassionate and he is kind and he is mighty and powerful. And I thank God for hearing my prayer. You don't have to pray a long prayer all the time.
No, you don't.
You can say just a small prayer because I know for myself from being in the accident, and the only thing I can say, have mercy, and God save me. So God will save you. God will heal you. God will bring you an answer to you. And I just want to say thank God, thank God, thank God. To God be the glory, and God bless y'all tonight.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Elder Green.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. All you got to do is just, I declare, just trust him, and when you ask, the word say, if you ask, it shall be given. When you seek, you shall find, and when you knock, the door shall be open.
Amen.
That's God's word. Oh, yes, yes, it is, and he is a faithful God. You can best believe his word is good. He's going to be faithful to his word, as it has said that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never fail. Oh, yes, you don't have to worry about that. He is a good and faithful God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Caller 0209, Sister Gloria Whitehurst. How are you doing? How are you doing tonight?
Bless you, Sister Whitehurst.
I'm blessed. How are you all doing?
We are blessed. You're doing wonderfully well.
Amen.
Go right ahead.
I'm glad to hear that.
Amen.
I am just calling to let everyone know that I have been praying for my granddaughter, Cashmere, because on April of 2021, we received a diagnosis of her having leukemia. And I just wanted to let everyone know that was praying for her that as of now, she is in remission. She is doing 100, I can say 100% better because she's not going as much to the clinics and for her treatment, and she's doing better. Yeah. She's working a little part-time job. And
God is
really serving his purpose in her life, because he's showing her goodness and mercy. And I thank everyone that was praying for her, that is still praying for her, because she's still young and she is still in the war zone of trusting and believing in God, but she is trusting. And I thank everyone for all that they have prayed for her and will continue to keep her in their prayers.
Yes. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Sister Gloria, for that praise report. And yes, we thank God. And that's the other thing. When we pray or when someone is praying, come back, just like Sister Gloria did tonight, to be able, when the praise report comes, let us be able to know, let those know that their prayers, because, see, we know the prayers of the righteous. The word of God says that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. But then when you come back also and you confirm, hallelujah, that the prayers of the righteous has availed. So we thank you so much for sharing that. And absolutely, we're going to keep praying for Sister Cashmere. We are, and keep her lifted in prayer. And we thank God. We give God all the praise for the manifestation of his healing power in her life. Yes, Lord. Yes. God is good. God is good, and he's good all the time. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's a powerful testimony. Powerful testimony.
You can see that the Lord is good.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Many times the elders used to say the greater the test, the greater the testimony, and the greater the mess, the greater the message. So, yes, you can best be for sure there is absolutely nothing that's impossible for our God. Oh, yes, and we give him glory.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God. Let me make sure to ask anyone else. Is there anyone else on the line? It's not too late. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to be able to hear from you. We have about 15 more minutes left in the broadcast. This is your opportunity to share of the goodness of God in your life. Hallelujah. We know he's been good. Oh, yes. Not only has he been good, he's been so good. Oh, yes, he has. Yes, he has. Praise God. You know, even when you wake up in the morning time and you are able just to open up your eyes and be able to stand up, we don't take those things. Some people might think that's a minor blessing, or, you know, that's not really anything to share a testimony on. Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is. When you wake up in the morning and open your eyes and know that God has allowed you to see another day, that's a testimony, because that is not so. I mean, there are people leaving out of here no matter what age, race, creed, or color. And we need to be, living in a time right now because, yes, the enemy, he is busy. But God is still in full control. And when you know that you are a child of the Most High God, Oh, yes, you can just stand on, again, stand on his word, stand in him, knowing that no matter what, God, as Sister Yumika Taylor shared one Sunday, she talked about standing, standing no matter what, having done all to stand, we stand strong in him. And he promises, though you may be, though you may fall, you will not be utterly cast down. Oh, no, you won't. God's going to give you the strength. Matter of fact, he says, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's his word. He's going to uphold you. He's going to keep you in his care. So as long as you stay in his hand, stay connected, stay close to the presence of God, stay in his presence, he certainly will take great care of you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Warm blood in your veins. And you got a use of your limbs, amen. All the ability, God bless you, to have to walk on your own strength, to have the soundness of mind. Don't take all that for granted, because there's some people do not have soundness of mind.
Yes.
Some people do not have the limbs.
That's
you
right.
You walk and talk and move your hands and joints. Amen. A warm blood in veins. There's some people that have going on, but you're alive and living. That's a blessing. That's a testimony right there. Amen. So don't take anything for granted. You have to eat on your own. You have to drive your vehicle. Amen. You have to do something on your own. That's a blessing.
Yes, it is.
There are men that just don't even do so.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You cannot do those things, Lord, you are blessed to do this day.
Yes.
Amen.
That's such a blessing.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Well, praise God. We thank God for Mother Pat and Pastor Valencia Jackson and Sister Gloria Whitehurst and Elder Maddie Green.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing your testimonies tonight.
What a blessing.
Thank you. It is truly a blessing. You have helped to encourage and edify those others that are on the line tonight and to be able to let them know again of the goodness and greatness of our God and that there is, again, no failure in him. Well, before, let me go ahead. There's one other caller, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Caller 4848, Minister Hilson Britt. How are you tonight?
I am blessed and thanking God for his many blessings to my family. And I'd be remiss if I didn't testify of the goodness of the Lord, because he's been good to me all my life. As I look back over my life, I'm 69 years old. I'll be 70 in August of this 2023.
Praise
and truly the Lord has been good to me. As I look back over my life and reflect on all that the Lord has done for me to this very day, I can say that the Lord has been faithful. He's been so faithful. He's been so good. He's been better to me than I can even testify. But I just want to say this. Let me read this in 1 Corinthians, first chapter, if that's okay.
Amen. Yes.
Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things, the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, that him who boasts, boast in the Lord. So I'm going to boast in the Lord this day.
Right.
As I reflect, I want to go back to when the Lord saved me. I was saved aboard a United States naval ship called the USS Kirk, destroyer escort 1087. 1087, if you look at that, it equals to 16. And 1 and 6 is 7, the number 7, God's number of perfection. If the name Kirk in German means church, reflect on that. The name Kirk, K-I-R-K, in German means church. The Lord saved me aboard that vessel in January of 1973. There were two brothers on board that aboard the Kirk, a brother from Jamaica by the name of John Dipster, and a brother from Washington, D.C., a white brother by the name of David Heisen.
Mm-hmm.
I watched those brothers for several months as we were going overseas, and they were distinctly different from the rest of the crew on board the ship. They carried themselves in a different way. I didn't know what that difference was. I've always believed in God, but I wasn't saved. But anyway, to make a long story short, I got into some trouble in a little place called Subic Bay, Philippine Islands. I was restricted to the ship because on Christmas Day I went UA, put me and my little Filipino girlfriend, and we had a wonderful time, but I had to come back and face the music of the captain on board. So I was restricted to the ship for some 3 months, and during that 3 months, I had extra duty, my pay was taken, and so on and so forth. I lost a little rank, but I learned something during that time. I began to watch these brothers. They would have prayer meetings, so I was drawn to them. And John spoke to me the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And God had me in a position where I was hungry and I needed something more than what I had. And he gave me the living word of God.
Amen.
I was born again on that ship. The Lord, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit on board in my top rack. The Holy Spirit descended upon me one night. From the crown of my head, he came through the top of my head all the way through my body. And I walked for a whole week. I was like in a honeymoon relationship with the Lord. He led me immediately to the Word of God, to the Gospel of John. I read the whole books of the Bible, and it was alive to me. And I was truly transformed. And that is because of the witness of those Christian brothers who walked a consecrated life, who knew the Lord. Wherever two or three are gathered in his name, we had great fellowship. No. The Holy
That's
Spirit
right.
in the midst of us. Great fellowship.
That's right.
Amen.
But from that, coming to this present day, I've been to countries all over this earth. I've been to many countries. The Lord carried me and brought me through dangers seen and unseen, through all over this earth. He brought me without scratch, without any harm, without any physical discomfort. And I was in some different places. But God kept me. The Lord Jesus kept me.
Thank you, Jesus.
To this day, he blessed me with a beautiful and a wonderful wife of 43 years. We have a godly marriage. He blessed us with a son. And we are so many other things. When I look around me at the material blessings that the Lord has given, all that we have need of, the Lord has supplied. Yes, he has.
Amen.
All that we have need of, he has supplied. The Lord blessed me with a job, a good job in the city that I live in, a premier job in this little old town of Columbus, Georgia. But I had one of the better jobs in the area, in the city, within a 100-mile radius. And I enjoyed that for 35 years, retired, and the Lord blessed us tremendously during the COVID-19
pandemic.
While others were suffering, God increased us. God blessed us tremendously. That was by the blessing of God. You know, when there was a pandemic, God just carried us through the pandemic, blessed us in spite of the pandemic, and to this very day, he is still blessing us. I thank God we're debt-free, giving glory to God, giving glory to God, giving glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Because there was a time, Pastor Jasper, Pastor Lisa, you all remember a time when I was struggling. But for the grace of God, look at us today. Look at us today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
I give him all the glory. I give him all the praise for his faithfulness.
Amen.
Not that I've been faithful, but he has been so faithful.
Yes.
So faithful.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
Amen.
And again, in 2019, had on our way to Los Angeles, aboard an aircraft. I had a medical emergency. Had to land in San Antonio. But the Lord kept us. The Lord kept us. And May of 2020, the devil tried to take my life in a car accident. A woman ran a red light in the car. It should have hit me. It was a miracle. Truly, nothing less than a miracle. I looked and saw that woman. She was just maybe 3 or 4 feet from me, from the driver's side, going at a high rate of speed. I just balled up because I was waiting for the impact, but it never changed, praise God. It never changed. And I opened my eyes a minute or so later because I kept waiting and it didn't happen. And she was going right by me. She went right by me. That was nothing but the angel of the Lord keeping me. A miracle. Didn't hit me, didn't hit my car. Because if she had to hit me, she would have killed me. She was going that way. And when I thought about it, I was so shaken by it. But the Lord, the Lord, his faithfulness.
Yes,
so on and on. God has been so faithful. And I give him all the glory. I give him all the praise, knowing that he who begun a good work in us, that he himself will perfect it. He will keep it no matter what we're going through, no matter what we are experiencing. The Lord is faithful to his word, and he will watch over his word to perform it. So I just thank the Lord, as I said before, as I look back over my life to this very day, the Lord has been so faithful. And I can sing of his great love forever, because he's a good God.
Yeah.
In all things. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise your holy name. Glory to God.
Amen.
God. Yeah.
Glory to
yeah.
God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Powerful testimony.
Thank you, Minister Hilton, for sharing that powerful testimony.
Amen.
Oh, what a way to close out this testimony and Thanksgiving broadcast. On that testimony,
my God
be all the glory. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory.
Through the years.
Oh, yes, yes. Through the years. Through the years.
I can't tell all of it. Let me tell some of it. I can't tell all of it.
Oh,
let me tell some of your goodness. Some of your goodness.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. As the song say, I can truly say that I've been
blessed.
I got a testimony. You can't tell it. Let me tell it. Oh, yeah.
Let me tell some of it.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Learn to trust in God.
Yes.
Amen. My God.
Thank
my
you
God.
For sharing that powerful, powerful testimony.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, of the goodness of God in your life. And I'm sure we all can look back.
Amen.
And if you just take the time to look back and think and
you
say,
back far?
Oh, no, you don't.
You,
don't
back
have
right
to
today.
Back. You don't have to look back far. You
look back
no,
far
you
out.
Don't. And then you look over your life and
oh,
you're able
goodness.
To see the hand of God.
Your
you
life,
might not even
family,
been able to see it
children,
at that moment. But
the
then you look back and you say, you know what? I see exactly how God moved, how God put my life together, exactly how and when God has
Amen.
Truly blessed. He's been blessing me over and over
Amen.
And over and over again. Blessings upon blessings.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes.
And that's so important. You know, Jesus, the Lord and Savior, and also in covenant relationship with Christ,
covenant
with God.
Relationship.
Covenant relationship. Covenant agreement. Covenant partnership.
Yes, we are.
That's a
yes,
big,
we
big
are.
Difference. That
yes,
is
we
difference.
Are. Yes, we are.
Amen. blood bought.
Covenant relationship.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes. God's
God
break his covenant with us.
He protects us.
He never will.
Time and time again.
Oh, yes.
No matter where you are, you're blood bought. Child of God.
Yes. Blood bought, purchased by the
Priest. He paid all. Jesus paid all for you for us.
Yes, Lord.
No matter where you are in faith today. God there for you. He protect you.
My.
He's a keeper, amen.
Oh, yes,
he's a helper. He's a keeper.
Yes, he is.
Comforter.
Yes,
he is. Amen. What you need to be.
Yes.
God got it. God, you see it.
Yes.
He's faithful and true. Always faithful.
Mm.
Catch you new every morning, praise
yes.
God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Not some morning, every morning.
Every morning. Every morning, new compassion.
New compassion.
New
person. You ain't got to go to Amazon. Amazon don't have that.
New, because they ain't got nothing. Amazon can't even come
close.
Can't come
close.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
My God.
Bless God. Bless God.
Amen. Well, we thank God for each of you.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Minister Hilton. As it says, we're getting ready to close out the broadcast. What a powerful testimony to close it out on. Thank you for everyone that shared tonight. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. We don't want to end the broadcast, hallelujah, without giving the opportunity. If you don't know the Lord that we're talking about, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if you don't know his heavenly Father, you need to get to know him. Oh, yes, you do.
Amen.
Oh, yes, you can right here, right now,
yes,
make the most important and the best decision that you can make in your life. Simply acknowledging and saying, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I ask, Lord God, Lord Jesus, for you to come into my life. I know that you are the Son of the living God. Yes, that your word, God says, for he so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and you are part of that whosoever believeth shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so Romans 10:9-10 then goes on to say, but if you confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth and just believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. And all you got to do, as I said, is just say a simple prayer. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I know that you came to this earth, that you lived, died, and was resurrected for me, that you are the Son of the living God. Now come into my life. Take charge of my life. Forgive me of my sins. Take charge of my life for the rest of my life, and I will live for you. All you got, that simple prayer. And if you prayed that prayer, even a similar prayer to that, and meant that with your heart, then we welcome you into the body of Christ tonight.
Praise
we welcome
God.
You into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And you too will be able to share of the goodness of God in your life. Oh, yes, you will.
Amen.
The testimonies will come because of the blessings of God upon your life. And you will be able to tell others of how God brought you through. I promise you, you will.
And you become a new creation.
A new creation.
In Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God gave you a new beginning.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Him.
Yes,
a
Lord.
A new beginning.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
It's a transitional power of God.
Thank you.
Change your heart. Change your mind. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And change your spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we thank God for each of you. We pray that you go forth this week. Don't let this be the only time you testify this week. Go forth and
tell somebody
of the goodness of God in your life. You may be the only Jesus that they see, the Jesus in you, that you may be able to help to bring forth your testimony that will transform a life, that will cause somebody to go running to the throne of grace and run into the feet of our Heavenly Father, saying, what must I do to be saved? Oh, yes. So share the good news of God tonight. We give God all the praise, all the glory. Go forth and have an awesome week.
And
to
God
be
all
the
glory.
We thank God for you.
God bless
we love
you,
and God bless. Have a wonderful night.